Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and God bless you. Praise the Lord on this Thursday afternoon. What a blessing it is to be here with you again on the Stars of Heaven Network. And I'm excited, as always, to be here with you, as well as honored to come and break bread and share more with you the Word of the Lord. I am so enjoying and being blessed by this month's offering, your fall harvest, and I'm excited to be here with you on the Virgin Rain broadcast. It's always a blessing to come to you from the Virgin Rain broadcast, and I'm always excited to bring any birthing and all of the birthings that God has given me here on the Stars of Heaven Network. And I tell you, one of the things that I'm so blessed about, and I was just thinking a little about last night, is how I have grown spiritually. And I just wanted to just share a quick nitbit with you and some lessons that I've learned in coming to this place of fulfillment in this time in my life. And I tell you, I'm blessing and praising God that the Lord has blessed me to come into a deeper and higher revelation of who He is, and not just who He is, but who and what the universe means. And I tell you, you know, a lot of the things that I've come into, I came into not always by way of the traditional way of how you learn of God, because I truly believe that our testimony and our calling it's not just about the gospel. You know, the gospel encompasses everything that pertains to life and godliness. But I tell you, there was a time when the Lord had called me away to commune with Him. And I remember at that time when He called me away, because I was really just kind of fed up, and I was just really weary, and I was just crying out for more of him, you know, a deeper knowledge of him. And I tell you, when I come to you and I share with you about the Lord, that comes from a personal place. It came from my personal relationship. And everything that we do in ministering the Word of God, ministering those things that pertain to life and godliness, should come from our communion with God. And that is so vast. That is so vast, and that is so unique. Glory be to God, to each of us. And so at this time when I was really crying out to God and he called me away and to commune with him, as I entered into the place that he had prepared for me, because he, again, God knows all things. He knows us. He knows in and in from the beginning. He knew how I was feeling and what I needed to do, knowing that I was in that place and that space feeling that way, was just to be honest about it, you know. And because nothing about our spirituality should be rehearsed or should be given to us by way of someone else who have not truly, first and foremost, lived the life or had the experience. But I'm going to make this short because one of the things that I just wanted to share with you before I get into the message is how important it is for you to experience and value, protect, and know how precious your spirituality is. And as I allowed the Lord to open up to me, and as I began to just go before the Lord and just share with him and just be real and talk to him, I began to experience a whole new understanding of why I was created, and not only why I was created in his image, but also what my fate is supposed to mean to me. Says I confessed it with my mouth, and I birthed my faith. From my confession. My words getting tattered here. From my creation, and of me being spiritual, and the understanding the purpose of spirituality. Amen. Was very important to me. Amen. And he wanted me to show me what my spiritual reality is. And I just want to just say that, you know, and encourage you to understand to whatever, and all y'all get an understanding. And our spirituality is unique to us. And for me, I came into it by way of Christ, amen. And he is the true living God for me. He is whom I know, from whom all life flows and comes from. A lot of what I learned and came from, again, didn't come from the traditional means, amen. And I tell you, I thank God for learning about my Creator, Father God, and the Holy Spirit by way of hungering and thirsting, amen. Because the Word of God said, if we hunger and thirst after the righteous, we shall be filled. And I truly began to understand how to live. Hallelujah, how to live in the expanse of heaven, amen. How to live in the natural, in such a easy way by being myself. And so a lot of my development as a woman came from just living my life, amen, and allowing myself to be open to learn about God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, and about his creation. Amen. And I tell you, I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I took that time because it had really, really strengthened my personal relationship with Father God and really gave me a greater understanding of the Godhead bodily. Amen. And I tell you, that was also by me embracing the Catholic faith, amen, and which was part of my elevation into a greater understanding of who Christ is as it relates to the Holy Eucharist, you know, partaking of his body and his blood, and what it means to be connected to the body of Christ, amen, what that fellowship should really look like for me, amen, and being mature enough to be able to discern and know when I'm jointly fit together, amen. So I'm just excited about sharing that with you, and I really want you to know that that whatever you need, you know, the Lord knows how to confirm you, amen, and confirm your belief, amen. And one thing I truly learned at that time was that I don't need, you don't need anything or anyone to be with the Father, amen, and to have relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is God in all in us, in all, through all, and in us all, amen. So, I mean, we need each other as the body of Christ, as sisters and brothers in Christ, to strengthen each other by our faith. And that's by what? Testimony. Amen. That's by communion with him and sharing him and sharing our love for him. Amen. That's where we get our strength from. Not per se in works and deeds and our offices and titles. You know, that's something totally different. But I really, really, really wanted to share that with you because whenever I'm, you know, in a place where I feel like I'm being pressed, or that I don't have clarity, I remember that he is the author and the finisher of my faith, and he's my very existence, amen. When I wake up in the morning, he's the one that touches me. He's the one that touches you and wakes up in the morning. So he's our very existence, amen. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And one thing I want you to always remember is to keep and always go back to that place of your confession. Amen. Because the place of your confession, the place of where you receive them, the space, the place, the moment that you receive them, when you go back to that place, that's the place of your birth. That's your birthplace. Amen. And I often do that. Amen. And that quickly aligns me. Hallelujah. That quickly aligns me and that quickly set my compass, amen, for me to continue on my journey in my pilgrimage, amen, to the next level of faith, to the next place of fulfillment, and which are based on what the stations of the cross, you know, because it's us, amen, it's us taking up our cross daily, my cross daily, and following him that he gives me grace to bear those things which will come to challenge my faith, amen, or is in opposition of my faith. So I just wanted to encourage you with those words as I open this broadcast. And also to charge you and even command you not to let anyone, no one, define or confine your beautiful, hallelujah, your beautiful expression of worship, amen, of all of that which is divine, amen. And so, you know, our faith is in the universe of Christ, amen, according to his grace, how he hosts us, how he gives us grace, amen, to walk in earth. And it's in the universe of Christ and in the earth, which is Christ, amen. So I just really wanted to share that with you, that your spirituality is yours, amen, and is uniquely yours. And that's why we need to protect it and guard it, amen. And, you know, the Lord wanted me to bring this broadcast to you by way of the Virgin Rain broadcast because as we continue to behold the new heavens and the new earth, I'm always excited to come to you by way of the Virgin Rain broadcast because, you know, embracing our Blessed Mother was one of the enlightenment that I received, one of the elevation that I received, and understanding who I am as a woman. And I tell you, understanding who you are as a woman and how God created us, I feel it's needed and necessary to know, understand who our Blessed Mother is, amen. And as I was saying that at this time, as I'm speaking about the new dominion, the new heaven, new earth, she was very instrumental in bringing the gospel to the new Americans, amen, and that's where we get her name, Little Flower, because she appeared to San Jose. I don't want to mispronounce his name, and she opened up, and they were engrafted. A whole new nation was engrafted into, amen, pure worship, amen, in spirit and truth. So, you know, I don't worship
our Blessed Mother. Our worship, my worship is to Father God alone, because He is the creator of heaven and earth, but it is through the Lord who I give praise and glory and honor to, and also to her, because she's probably the Godhead bodily. Amen. She's forever seated in heaven. Amen. Is given a place in heaven because of her. Yes. Amen. And so I celebrate you as the new daughters. Amen. The daughters of Eve, the new Eve. And that's another one of her names. She has many names, and the new Eve is one of them. And so I just wanted to also take the time to just share, you know, by revelation of how important it is to celebrate your femininity. Amen. And know that your femininity is not rooted in and based upon anything tangible, anything worldly. Amen. And I tell you, that's one thing that I teach my daughter, taught my daughter and even my granddaughter, and is that we are jewels, amen, and precious jewels in the hand of God, amen. And, you know, in raising young women and me coming up and God protecting me as a woman and protecting my growth and my femininity and giving me the space. Let me say that. He gave me the space and to grow as a woman. I mean, I make my mistakes and I had to learn, but through repentance and acknowledgement and healing, glory be to God, I can say that I'm perfect and entire by faith, amen, wanting nothing, amen, because my identity is rooted in Christ, amen. And I tell you, our Blessed Mother came to show us that, amen. And I tell you, she broke, she bruised, crushed the head of the serpent by her yes. In her saying yes, she broke the curse of Eve, the old Eve, off of our life. And that's why I really, really, really preach a lot about women having godly women. Amen. Because I think accomplishments are great, amen, but I don't feel, for me, it defines me as a woman, amen. And one thing I'm really careful of and have to be aware of, and you have to be aware of, is the spirit of Jezebel, amen. Jezebel and Delilah, and Jezebel, who's all about, you know, temporal things, amen. And we don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like that. And so I thank God for giving me the charge and anointed me to express my femininity every day. It's unveiled. Your femininity every day is unveiled, either in God's beauty, in the beauty of holiness, or it's unveiled in a nature, in a nature that, you know, might not put you in the best light and in holiness. But I tell you, all women are precious. Let me say that. I celebrate all women, our femininity is just precious. And our femininity comes and is celebrated from a place that is not, again, based on anything worldly. Amen. And that's also identity. So as I continuing this broadcast, I just wanted to let you know I celebrate you. I praise God for you, and I pray that you will get a greater understanding of who our Blessed Mother is. Amen. And God will show you who you are, and He will cover your womanhood, amen, and in your growth, because we're always growing. You know, until we quit the walls of this life, we're going to always grow. And so I really am blessed to be able to be the woman that I am today. And be secure in that. That's the number one thing, to be secure in who you are, not based on facades and stuff, you know, and feeling that, you know, your worthiness is based in your accomplishments, and being accepted is based on your accomplishment, how you look, or how you, you know, what you have. I'm accepted in the beloved. You are accepted in the beloved. And I tell you, you are enough. You are enough. And when you come to understand that and celebrate that, amen, that's going to shine. It's going to radiate. Other people will see it, and not only see it, but respect it, amen. And I tell you, I live my life in that aspect, where my life, who I am, and God's glory and how He's honored me commands that, amen. So I pray that for you, amen, that true respect, amen, is automatically given, amen. fearing someone or looking up to someone based on stuff and titles might get people to acknowledge you, but it won't get them to respect you, because people really truly respect what's authentic. And that's why I'm so excited about this message, and for the duration of this broadcast, I'm just going to minister on it. Amen. So praise the Lord for you, new daughters of Eve. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for you. I think you praise God for this new thing that he's doing. Hallelujah. As his bride queens. Amen. Because the virgin became a woman. Amen. She was a virgin, but that virgin grew into a beautiful woman. Amen. She became the queen, the bride queen. Amen. So, but yet she stayed pure, amen. So I thank God for the mother of church, amen. She's the mother of the church now. She is the mother of all creation, amen, because she birthed Jesus Christ into the world, who is our Redeemer. So we have a lot to celebrate today, amen, and thanking God for her deity, her persons, amen, and the fact that she really, 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 in her humility, in her yes and her obedience, redeemed us, amen. And I thank God for that. And so I pray that whatever development you need in your womanhood, that God will also send other women who is a fine example, a holy example of who you should be, amen. And I thank God for having women in my life who I could glean from, and who truly were an example of what true feminine entity looks like. Amen. So the first thing I want to say in opening this message is that when he gave me this, the power of femininity, it really was a blessing, because I was thinking to the Lord about my own femininity. And on my information page, introduction, I gave you a definition of it. And I tell you, one of the things that I never sought in Birthing Brides of Christ ministry was fame. Amen. I'm not a person to seek that type of attention. And that, not just because that's my personality, but that's also how the Lord was. And so, you know, in the power of femininity, even now, I'm very protective of how I proceed in ministry. And that's why it's really important for me to make sure that I and follow his instructions on how to unveil the word of the Lord, how when he wants to take me to the next level of ministry, how he wants me to do that. And in this final declaration of feast, because I've shared with you about rituals, I've shared with you about customs, and feast is really one that I'm going to really get into, and I think I'm going to stay here and just soak here until the close of and the completion of this offering. And when he gave me this, I said, Lord, how does that fit into feast? And he kind of put it all together and gave me understanding of how he wanted me to minister it. And he said immunity is very important, because as he went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed and performing miracles, he often said that he wanted those who he healed to tell no man. And I gave you a scripture, Luke, the 5th chapter, the 13th to the 15th verse, that speaks of that. Amen. He said, and he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and to offer for thy cleansing, according as Moses' commandment, for a testimony unto them. Amen. And so I just kind of put the revelation God gave me of femininity and what that means in his hour. And he was saying that the purpose of him telling the man not to tell no man was for the purpose of protecting, amen, the rest of his fulfillment, amen, to the cross. That concealing was not because he didn't want no man to know him, because the man who got healed clearly knew it was the Lord, and had faith and was able to identify that he was the Lord. That's why he was healed. Amen. So that's one thing that I so love about the gospel and about moving in the Holy Ghost and manifesting the kingdom of heaven and manifesting miracles and people that God would send me to who can identify who he is in me. Amen. Can see my light. And those people, amen, receive those their healings, amen. And so he said that the purpose of immunity is the process of concealing and protecting until fulfillment. He also said that it's also to unveil or reveal to one or those who can witness to and verify what is authentic. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I tell you, I'm so excited about this because I've ministered on this before, but I've never ministered to it about immunity. And he was sharing with me that immunity is a privilege, amen, that the Lord gives us, amen. And that speaks to revelation, amen. The Lord is not going to reveal anything to us unless it's time. Amen. And that's why so to be caught up in sorcery and divination and soothsaying and predictions and stuff, because you can tap into stuff and can hear it and see it and know it, but not understand why, or it could not be the time for it. Amen. And I tell you, the Lord frowns on that. He really does. When people use their gift and they are so caught up in quote unquote prophecy, and to the point where it kind of leads you into a place where things are revealed that should not be revealed. So we have to be really, really careful, because the universe in itself is going to commune you with heaven, amen, and the heavenly bodies, which is the stars in the sky, and that the earth is governed by the laws of God. So you're going to be able to see certain things, amen, because we are innate spiritual beings. But again, as I often say, it's how that's revealed. If it's revealed in the soulless realm, if it's revealed because you're operating out of your gift illegally, amen, by way of sorcery. And that's why you get people that's caught up in witchcraft. They are fascinated by people that reveal things. But it's how they reveal it and why they reveal it, amen, if it should be revealed at all, amen. And so this man who got healed, the Lord charged him to tell no man. Now, many people he told not to tell, they couldn't hold it. They had to tell it because they were so excited that their prayers were answered and they were healed. But Jesus' intention was not for them to tell anyone. And if he told them to tell someone, as it says in the scripture, he said, but go and show thyself to the priest. And so, again, the priest and those who are true, authentic ministers of the gospel, those who are true elders, those who are truly been sent forth in the body of Christ as disciples, are the ones who can verify with what is authentic. And that's why he told them, go show yourself to the priest, because the priest had the power to verify if that miracle, amen, with that person, say, oh, the Lord healed me. The Lord, they were the ones to verify whether it was of God or not, because again, they were in the place of God, amen. They were anointed by God, empowered by God, by way of their experience to verify what's of God and what's not of God. And so it's really, really important, again, that we have people that can verify what we do, amen. That's why the Word of God says, try the Spirit by the Spirit, amen, to see whether it be of God or not. And in trying the Spirit by the Spirit, you have to have the Spirit, amen. And he said, test it, try it, to see if it's of God. That does not mean to trickery, by trickery and deceit. No, it does not mean that. It means try the Spirit by the Spirit by your communion, your fellowship, amen. That normally will come in a natural way. A lot of times when I am around people, I don't have to try to seek and speak in tongues to try to see if this person is of God or not. It'll come out. Amen. He said, by their fruit you should know them. And it does not mean that a person is not of God because they might be an heir. Amen. Sometimes people are yet in development. They need more development. They need more development, which is why they probably met you. Amen. God wants you to probably help that person come to the place they need to come to. Amen. So I don't judge people, and you shouldn't judge people because they're not where they should be, or if they're manifesting something that's contrary or it's in error. I had to say that. Now, I put up some more scriptures about immanentity because immanentity is something that the Lord wants us to walk in, amen, and that's something that we should be walking in, and that's why the Word of God said that nothing should be revealed but by two or three, amen. It has to be verified, and I said that before because the Lord was sharing with me people are operating out of their gifts, and they're gathering together, and they're conversating and praying on people, praying about people, and you don't even know the person, and you've gone way beyond the realm of the spirit and the boundaries which God has set forth, and you're bringing people before God that you have no business being before God, because God said you don't have no business with them. So why are you bringing them to me? What's the purpose? Amen. So it's a lot of regulation, as I said before, about our religious practices, our spiritual practices, our rituals. And I tell you, this is a high time where, you know, it's a lot of demonic activity because of the season we're in, season of the witch. And you have to really verify this stuff. And so being spiritual, it means being responsible. Amen. And you really have to know the Word of God and had an experience with God, developed enough in the spirit by relationship with Him to be able to identify what's God and what's not of God. Amen. Now, the definition of immanentity is, it states by definition, the state of being immune, hallelujah, from or susceptible to a particular disease. Amen. So when you become immune to something, that means it can't touch you. Amen. And that's why we need the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's why Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and lions and owls, and by no means anything shall hurt you. If you drink any deadly poison, it shall not hurt you. Amen. So we really need to have the Holy Spirit so we can be immune to some stuff. Amen. I walk in the dominus power of God. And I'm not invincible, but I know if there's no doors open to the enemy, I'm walking in obedience. I'm walking in love. Amen. If I say in the name of Jesus, I rebuke and I bind you, I command you to go, it is so. Amen. Now, more of the definition of immune means to and is the condition that permits either natural or required resistance to disease. Amen. So when you are immune to something, it the condition permits either natural or acquired. So that means anything that's natural, you know, that happens in a natural state, it will not affect you. Or if it's acquired, amen, if you caught something from somebody, amen, that you will be resistant to it, amen. It also means the ability of a cell to reenact immunologically. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. In the presence of an allergen. It's the exception from any natural or unusual liability. Amen. So when you are immune to something, that means you won't be held accountable. You're not liable. Amen. Glory be to God. So when somebody's trying to voodoo me, when I say return to sender, it's going to be sent back, amen, and I'm not liable for what God does as a result of me decreeing, declaring, and sending it back, amen. It says exemption from obligation, amen, from service, from duty, or liability to what? Taxation, amen. It also says that immunity is gives you freedom, exemption from jurisdiction, from criminal prosecution or liability. Amen. So immunity is a great thing. Amen. It's something that we need to know how to use. And Jesus knew how to use it. Amen. Oftentimes he had to go and steal away. Amen. And he had to get away from people. He had to go release some things, amen, and become inoculated by the Holy Ghost, amen, to be restored, re-empowered, amen. And again, when he died on the cross, hallelujah, that's why I love the gospel and the cross of Calvary and the message of the gospel and what it did for me, hallelujah, is that when I confess my sins, amen, and I believed on the cross of Calvary, I believed that he died on the cross of my sins, that erased, it eradicated. I was no longer liable for anything that I've done in the past, amen. It exempt me from punishment, amen, persecution, amen. And I tell you, that's the power of immunity, and it's a power of the blood. The blood. When you apply it, when you plead it, hallelujah, it will erase. It will automatically, hallelujah, exonerate you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Immunity or being immune also means what? Special privileges. Hallelujah. And that goes back to the message that I was sharing with you about not being the minority. Amen. When I became saved, I confessed Christ. I was the first fruit. I was born again. I was the first fruit of my many brethren. I became the head, not the tail. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And Jesus understood this privilege. Amen. And he didn't let anybody stand in his way. He didn't let the disciples stand in his way. When he had to go, he had to go. He said, I must needs be. And his final going was when he died on the cross of Calvary and he gave up the ghost. Amen. So even in him giving up the ghost and going to the Father, he sent back the Holy Spirit, amen, which is the Comforter, amen, which was the Ruach of God, the breath of God, amen, and sent back the Holy Spirit, which is the new wine, amen, the new wine and the fresh oil, amen, that we can receive, amen, which is the ointment that where we get our healing. Now, let me go to my notes. I want to make sure that I don't miss anything that I have to say in my notes. It's 2:07. I have a few more minutes. Okay, thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hope you're being blessed today by this broadcast. I tell you, I am. I truly am. And so the thing that he was saying to me is that in these times, that's why it's so important to move by the Spirit. That's why it's so important to move by the Spirit and to know what's authentic. Now, I'm going to read quickly the definition of authentic, because many people, again, have not developed a relationship with Father God by his word or by way of his Spirit. So they don't know how to identify him. Amen. And that's why the word of God said for us to wait on our ministry. That's why Paul said, when he that called me, I conferred not with flesh and blood, but I went to Jerusalem and I tarried there, waited there until I was endowed with power upon high. Amen. Because if you get out here and you don't have what you're supposed to have, the devil's going to laugh at you. Amen. He's going to say, Paul, I know, Jesus, I know, but who are you? Amen. So the business of ministry is nothing to laugh at. It's not something to play around with. And many people, they get caught up in the fame and the fortune, and they see the glory on people's lives that God has given them, because he's illuminated them. He's glorified them. And that's because they've been through. Amen. He's glorified me. He's justified me. Amen. It's a price I've had to pay to be who I am and to walk in what I'm walking in. Amen. And it's no joke. Every day I wake, it's no joke. Well, I live at it's no joke. You know, things that I'm able to see and deal with in the Spirit is by his power. Amen. Amen. And his lordship and his kingship and his lordship, amen, which is upon me. Amen. So, waiting on your ministry, amen, truly, truly, truly having a hunger and thirst after his righteousness will fill you, amen. So let me read this definition real quick. Authentic, by definition, means not false. Not false or copied, amen. Having an origin supported by unquestionable evidence, amen. Representing one's true nature or beliefs, true to oneself or to the person identified. Another definition, entitled to acceptance or belief because of agreement, known facts or experience, reliable, trustworthy. Amen. It's also law, executed with all due formalities. Amen. That which is authentic is always governed by laws and rules that is executed, carried out, governed with all due formalities. That means what you practice, formalities, how it comes to being, how it's formed, how it's manifested. Amen? So I wanted to read that definition to you so you can understand what authentic means. Amen? And you cannot know what's authentic unless you have experienced the authentic. Amen. Again, there's many different Christs out here. You know, people make up Christ and make up these deities and say, oh, Jesus Christ. But no, you need to know what the real deal is. Jesus of Nazarene. Amen. Now, quickly, the thing that he really said to me before the close of this broadcast is that he really wanted me to share and to say and declare that to the hypocrite that you have your reward already. You have your reward already. He said that those who have become fame whores, who simply want the fame and the fortune, God said, I gave them that. He said, tell them they have a reward not already as in hand, but it's already, because he said he's going to judge you as a result of taking his name and changing the glory of God, amen, professing to be wise, he said they became fools and changed the glory of God like an incorruptible man. Amen. I have to get that in before I close the broadcast because that's the B-side of this message. God is not looking for fame whores. Amen. His fame went out. My fame went out as a result of me being and doing what I'm supposed to do. Amen. And people who seek fame, amen, and will try to get on all type of social media and do all and will tear down somebody else to dissolve themselves. That's not of God. It's just not of God. Amen. That's why he said that he seek not his own glory but the glory of the Father. Amen. So I was wanted to say that, you know, allow the Lord to cover you. Amen. Allow the Lord to bring you forth in his timing, amen, because one thing about being carrying anything, amen, when a mother is pregnant, she carried, the baby has to be carried to what, full term, that's 9 months, amen, and that mother will not see that child until the fullness of time, until that time of delivery has come. Well, that's the same thing in the spirit, amen. God knows whether he's going to take 9 months or whether it's going to take 2 months. It depends on how you're able to, what your feed is, amen, and how you're able to process and how you're able to release, amen. So, and it's also the seed that you plant, too. So I got to say that because I'm not birthing anything. I don't want no monsters, amen. So I just wanted to say that. And at the close of this broadcast, I just want to say that God knows how to bring you forth, amen? And that's why it's important to be veiled. That's why prayer is so important. And I pray that whatever God has given you, that you bathe it in prayer, keep it in prayer, amen? The green room is important, amen? The development is important, amen? The darkness is meant to conceal and cover until he wants to bring it to the light. So I pray that you will be responsible. I pray that whatever God has given you, govern it in maturity. Amen. That's what leaders do, should know how to do. Amen. And be, amen. And know that whatever we birth is going to have to bear witness. Amen. All my messages, I know, people who come to my website are trying the spirit, amen, and that's why it's really important for me only to speak what God tells me to speak, amen, because he said that his word would not return to him void, but it'll prosper whenever he sends it, amen. So I'm excited for you. I'm excited for all that God is doing, and I'm glad for your immunity, amen, you keep it, amen, and I thank God that you're immune to anything, amen, and that no weapon formed against me, formed against you, shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me and you as of salvation, children of light, sheep of his pasture, will be condemned. Amen. For my righteousness, your righteousness, is of him. God bless you. Peace, presence, and much love. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon and your evening. And I will be back.